Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, Agriculture Minister Charlie McConnellogue and Northern counterpart Andrew Muir met on a farm in Ballindrate this afternoon to mark the designation of Irish grass-fed beef as a protected geographical indicator. Over 1,100 asylum seekers are now without an offer of state accommodation. We'll hear from the CEO of the Irish Refugee Council. People are being urged to be vigilant following reports of suspected scammers going door to door in the Twin Towns offering tarring services. And pharmacists are calling on the government to ensure that funding is in place for new prescription rules coming into force later this year. Later in the bulletin, Chris is here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. And as it's a Friday, beg on Nuach Gwyn Le Colum Ferreter. But we begin with the meeting in Ballindrate in Lifford this afternoon between Minister Charlie McConnellogue and his northern counterpart, Agriculture and Environment Minister Andrew Muir. They met on a farm in Ballindrate to mark the designation of Irish grass-fed beef in Europe. The PGI label indicates a world-class product directly connected to a specific region. Minister McConnellogue said this is an indication of what can be achieved when the institutions are in place and two ministers can discuss mutually beneficial strategies.
It's a big step forward and has lots of potential for Irish beef in the years ahead. And it's particularly good to be able to do this on a north-south basis and to welcome the new Northern Irish Minister for Agriculture and Environment, Andrew Muir, to Ballindrate and Lifford today and to the Weir family farm to launch this. We've worked closely together, north and south, over the last couple of years and previously with Minister Edwin Coutts, in relation to putting together the applications of the EU so that we could register an official protected geographical indicator, or PGI as it's known. And that now gives us the capacity to enhance the brand of Irish beef abroad and indeed to ensure that we're selling it as a premium product.
As you say, a cross-border venture, a cross-border agreement. This is being done within just weeks of the Assembly coming back into being and the institutions getting back up and running. Does that augur well for the future?
Yeah, it shows what can be done working together, and it shows, as we well know in Donegal, the importance of having a Northern Ireland executive in place for the proper functioning of our region. I would have worked closely with previous Minister for Agriculture, Edwin Coutts, on this, who was very supportive of it, and we worked very closely together. During that 2 years, we stepped that forward and did a lot of the preparatory work, which led to today's official announcement with new Minister Andrew Muir. And that's something I now want to build on with Minister Muir, and that he is very committed to building on too, because by working together, we can ensure that the potential of Irish agriculture north and south, and particularly making sure that in terms of the value of Irish grass-fed beef, that we communicate that across the world, and in doing so, make sure we maximise the price of it. And central to that is having an executive together so that we can work together at ministerial level.
And that was Minister Charlie McConnellogue there. Over 1,100 asylum seekers are without offers of state accommodation. It's an increase of around 100 people in 1 week. Many are sleeping rough, with some sleeping in tents around the International Protection Office in Dublin. The CEO of the Irish Refugee Council, Nick Henderson, says the number of those without a place to stay is continually rising.
The figures today, 1,100, so that's an increase of 100 people in 1 week. So one of the problems concerns we have is we don't think government response is adequate for day-to-day management, but it also these figures are just continually increasing from zero at the beginning of December to 1,100 now.
President Michael D. Higgins remains in hospital. He was brought by ambulance and stayed overnight for precautionary tests after feeling unwell. In a statement last night, Áras an Uachtaráin said the president is in excellent spirits. People are being urged to be vigilant following reports of suspected scammers going door to door in the Twin Towns. A number of people are believed to be offering tarring services, claiming they have left over tar from a job on the Lifford Road and that they will charge just labour costs. A number of people in Ballybofey and Stranorra have already fallen victim to the scam. Councillor Patrick McGowan says in many cases an inadequate job of work can be done, but people are still forced to pay.
There's people going around in the Jeep. They're claiming to have been working on a big, big job, that they were tarmacking some big job. They have tar left over. They don't want to waste it. And all they're looking for is the cost of the labour to lay it. And obviously it's quite tempting to they'd move a large car park or a road to tar and that, but there is a scam going on. I know of a couple of people in the Twin Towns area that have been caught, paid the money. A lot of time what happens is even if you go out and stand there and inspect it and you're not happy with the job, it can be quite intimidating. It's not a matter of refusing them to pay it once you come up, because it could be, when they actually start the job, there could be quite a few of them there. Like, it's one thing when someone comes and approaches you and gives you a deal that's too good to be true. This is not the first time. This has been happening down the country, and really you're not given an option, but you have to pay. Otherwise, they would keep coming back and back. Like, so it's something people need to be very wary of. It sounds too good to be true. Obviously, it is too good to be true. And this is just one of many, many scams. So any farmers, businesses, or householders that they're seeing anybody going around it, I would imagine these people are not going to confine themselves to the Twin Towns. They'll probably be operating on both sides of the border, and at this stage, they could even be out of the county and some of the neighbouring counties, you know.
Councillor Patrick McGowan. Pharmacists are calling on the government to ensure funding is in place for new prescription rules. From September, a prescription can be extended from 6 to 12 months in a pharmacy. GPs are also allowed to write a 12-month prescription for the first time. Pharmacist at Milltown Total Health Pharmacy, Sheila Mitchell, says they welcome the move, but funding must be provided.
You know, we've already been under a 15-year pay freeze, and we're struggling to maintain enough staff at the moment to support the extended role. The pharmacists are excited about an extended role, and we feel there's an awful lot more we can do for patients.
Donegal County Council is facing urgent calls to carry out repair works on a bridge in West Donegal following another crash. A bollard was put in place at Glasshue Bridge after it was damaged in a crash last year. Serious safety concerns remain over the state of the bridge. Councillor Micheál Cullum-Glasbeck says ultimately works will need to be carried out to widen the structure.
Unfortunately, there has been another accident at Drahid Glasshue. It's really, really important that Donegal County Council moves to find a long-term solution for this bridge. This is a very, very busy artery from Clahanila, Ishtakadikador. You find that there's heavy traffic at different times during the day. And an ideal solution here would be to find the traffic calm and measure, to find the funding. And again, I would appeal to Fiona Fallon from the Gaelic government to give us the adequate funding that we desperately need to make bridges like these here safer. And I think one of the ways to make this Drahid Níosamh, to make it safer, would be to widen that bridge so that oncoming traffic doesn't have to stop and give way either side. Unfortunately, we've seen yet another accident here due to the heavy snow that we've seen yesterday. And it would be ideal now for the council to move and to reassure the community that we are working as a council towards a better solution that we have seen over the number of years. The community clearly has stated that they need a safer bridge.
Questions have been raised over Donegal County Council's planning policy governing public infrastructure installations such as signs. It's as work continues on Buncrana's shore front to install a large sign commissioned from funding from Councillor Nicholas Crossan's Mayor Fund, which he claims was brought before members of Inishowen Municipal District. The local authority says planning exemptions mean such items can be erected without public consultation. However, Councillor Jack Murray believes the public should have a say.
Obviously, this has caused differences of opinion within the local community. It's hugely prominent. It's 30 foot wide. Some people love it, others do not. So what I think is it should be some level of public engagement when something as significant as this takes place. I think the likes of the Tidy Towns and other community groups should have their say. The public as a whole should have their say. As Mayor of Donegal, I hosted a public meeting on the shorefront just 2 years ago. I don't think this sign was ever mooted there, but yet it has gone ahead. So I would encourage people now to engage with the council, give their opinions on this, and we need to look at this in the future so that this doesn't happen again.
And it was said at the meeting that this was brought to members, but do you believe there should have been more of a consultation?
I don't recall anything as prominent as this moving through the council so discreetly. I've investigated this further and said that there was a meeting in June in which monies were approved for a vague description of tourism signage at the shorefront. I and others would assume at that point that this was the likes of the informational signage, directional signage that's down there. I would have suspected or expected, sorry, that something as significant would have had a detailed presentation, it would have had discussion, it would have been questioned, and in the last year, it would have come up at some council meeting in some form. But this moved along so discreetly that that's, I think, what's taken me and other councillors by surprise. And that's why we were completely unaware of this until construction commenced. And indeed, it was said at that meeting that the people of Buncrana knew about it. I think it's now very, very evident that the people of Buncrana had absolutely no idea.
Councillor Jack Murray. Well, Councillor Nicholas Crossan remains adamant that councillors did vote to give that sign the go-ahead.
Nobody has, I have to state, nobody has phoned me, first of all, to ask any, make any inquiries about the location of it. Anybody that phoned me, I got phone calls that from as far away as Australia, actually, saying that it's a lovely job, can't wait for somebody to get a photograph to put it posted on it. But I mean, the bus shelter or the bike shelter was erected down there, and I certainly wasn't told about it. But for the councillors, I think it's a bit disingenuous for the councillors to say that they knew nothing about this. Paul Canning, Martin Farn, Martin McDermott, Johnny McGuinness all knew what they were voting for and voted for funding to erect the sign, and that was last year as the minor tourism grant. Councillor Murray said on what was sent to me, I don't do Facebook, it was sent to me that he knew absolutely nothing about it. And then he raised it on Monday. And I told him on Monday that he voted for it. And the engineer, Michael McFadden, told him that they voted for it.
And that was Councillor Nicholas Crossan speaking earlier today on the 9 till noon show. The HSC is seeking to reassure people in Kilmacrenan that the same level of GP services will be provided to them in Milford as has been at the health centre in Kilmacrenan. The Kilmacrenan centre closed down on the 29th of January, with patients now having to travel to Milford. The HSC has confirmed an additional clinic room has been set up in Milford Health Centre to facilitate patients who previously would have attended for appointments in Kilmacrenan. They say a bus service has also been set up to transfer patients to and from the Kilmacrenan area to Milford. Over 900 motorists were caught speeding on National Slowdown Day, a number of them in Donegal. It was the first one this year, running for 24 hours from yesterday morning to this morning. One driver was caught doing 160 kilometres in 100 kilometre zone on the N7 in Kildare. Another was doing 174 kilometres an hour in 120 kilometre an hour zone in Kilkenny. Jack Chambers is Minister for Road Safety. He says reducing speed limits won't be the only measure used to stop this behaviour.
We have legislation going through the Oireachtas on reforming our penalty point system so that people that commit multiple offences in the same act get the penalty points for those offences, which is an important reform to address and target the reckless driver that's paying no heed to the law, and we need to target them.
A Donegal deputy says there is no light at the end of the tunnel in terms of a ceasefire in Gaza. The UN Security Council has called an urgent meeting after 112 people were reportedly killed during an aid delivery in Gaza. The Hamas-run health ministry has accused the Israeli army of shooting at people who were trying to get food during the delivery near Gaza City. However, the Israeli military insists civilians weren't targeted. On today's 9 till noon show, Deputy Joe McHugh said he fears the consequences of the ongoing unrest in the Middle East.
My real concern, obviously, the current concern and people dying, people being maimed and people being killed and murdered, we only have to look at the future, and I think there will be consequences for this international indecision, because with all that anger, all that pain, all that hurt, there's going to be consequences, and where does this end? And whatever ever effort needs to be done now is to try to bring a ceasefire as quickly as possible. But there's no confidence, or you know, there's no light at the end of the tunnel even today that this will happen.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
16 and a half minutes past five. Good evening, Chris Ashmore.
Many thanks, Donal. Heavy snow has caused a flurry of cancellations for soccer matches this evening on the East Coast in the SSE Airtricity League Premier Division. Shamrock Rovers' scheduled fixture with Drogheda is off, as is the Bohemians' Longford Town game. In the First Division, there's no match between Bray and Longford and Wexford and Cove has also fallen foul of the weather. Well, Finn Harps have their second home game in a row this evening in the First Division as they host Athlone Town, having beaten Longford 3-2 away and drawn 1-1 at Finn Park against title favourites Cork City last weekend. Harps have made a decent start to the new campaign. Harps boss Darren Murphy is expecting another tough challenge and is hoping that Harps can improve their home form this season.
Again, it was something I've spoke about. We need to improve our home form. Obviously, our first home game was against Cork. Obviously, everyone's favourites to win the league, and we put in a really good performance. Now, what the challenge is to the players is to back up that performance. And as I say, hopefully the Finn Park faithful seen a team that is committed and a team that wants to play on the front foot and a team that is brave and a team that, when they need to defend, can defend. So I'm quite hopeful that, you know, we can kick on this season. But again, that'll be down to the players and how they approach each game. I'll certainly have them ready along with the rest of my staff. They'll get all the information that they need. But once they cross that white line, it's about how they apply themselves. To be fair to them, in the first two games of the season, they have played themselves very well. Long may that continue.
And there'll be live updates on Highland Radio this evening with Dermot Doherty from the 7:45 kickoff. In the other games in the First Division, Treaty United will look to maintain their 100% start to the season when they travel to Kerry. Cork City host UCD. In the Premier Division, Derry City are at home to St Patrick's Athletic, and on Monday they travel to Dublin to take on Shamrock Rovers. So it's two big games in 4 days. Derry boss Rory Higgins rates the Saints highly.
You want to be involved in big fixtures and big games, and there'll be a sellout here on Friday, and I'm sure there'll be something similar on Monday, but our only focus at this minute in time is trying to beat a really good side on Friday night. They went to Galway and won, which will be an extremely difficult venue for clubs to go to. They lost out narrowly against Bohemians the other night, and they've taken 3 points from six, and Pats are a really good team. They've recruited well, and they'll be very, very difficult to beat, but we're at home and we want to go and try and win the game.
Elsewhere, Galway play Waterford and Sligo are at home to Shelburne. More than 18 years since his last involvement as manager, Brian Kerr has been welcomed back into the Republic of Ireland fold. He'll serve as a technical advisor to interim boss John O'Shea for next month's friendlies with Belgium and Switzerland. In Scotland, Celtic's head of first-team scouting and recruitment, Mark Lowell, has resigned. In the north, the Irish Cup takes centre stage this weekend and begins with Portadown facing Cliftonville in their quarter-final this evening. Cross Channel in the English Championship, West Bromwich Albion take on Coventry City. And there's one game in the Donegal Junior League this evening. Kildrum Tigers set to take on Capri Rovers in a Saturday League Division 1 game that's been brought forward. That's a 7:30 start. On to Gaelic games. There's more Allianz National Football League action over the weekend. Derry host Dublin in the big game in Division 1 tomorrow at 5 o'clock. We'll have updates on Saturday sport. And on Sunday sport, we'll feature Donegal at home to Louth in Division 2. Irish News journalist Cathal O'Kane believes that Louth have been somewhat unlucky in their 4 matches to date and are a better side than their league position suggests.
Do you know what? I think Louth are in a very false position in Division 2, to be fair to them. Like, they have been really, really unlucky. They lost by a point to Armagh. They lost by a point to Cavan. And lost by 2 to Meath in a game that they probably should have won. And that is the top end of the... You know, Louth will look at their fixture list and feel, you know, probably a wee bit unfortunate that they are where they are, because I would expect them to probably take 4 points from the last two games on form. I don't think that they deserve to be where they are in the league. I think they're much better. And there is a wee bit of an underestimation of Louth throughout the country. Ger Brennan has picked up what Mickey Hart and Horace Devlin left behind and has carried it on. They have a serious bit about them. I'm not saying that they'll go to Ballyshannon and win. I don't think they will. But I think they're a lot better than people realise, and they're a lot better than people give them credit for, and they're definitely a lot better than their league position tells us they are.
Also on Sunday, Tyrone are away to Kerry in Division 1. The Donegal Ladies Minors are away to Cavan tomorrow, while the seniors meet Tyrone in Balbafay on Sunday. In cricket, a half century from captain Andy Balbirnie helped Ireland to record their first ever test win today. After bowling Afghanistan out for 218 in their second innings, Ireland reached their required total of 111 with 6 wickets to spare. Mark Adair was named player of the match following his 8-wicket haul. In athletics, Charlene Maudsley will go in the first semi-final of the women's 400 metres at the World Indoor Championships this evening in Glasgow. She qualified second in her heat this morning. Sarah Healy will go in the fourth and final heat of the women's 1500 metres. That's just after 7 o'clock. And earlier today, Israel Olatunde ran a season's best time in the 60 metres, but it wasn't enough for her to progress to the semi-finals. In golf, Padraig Harrington has dropped back to 1 over par with 6 holes to play of his second round at the Cognizant Classic. Shane Lowry and Rory McIlroy both teeing off around now on 4 under par. Kevin Yu is the course leader at Palm Beach on 8 under. In rugby, Munster could end the night inside the top 4 of the URC. They meet Zebra in Cork at 7:45. In horse racing, there'll be an inspection at Navan early tomorrow morning, ahead of the planned Saturday meeting. Finally, in greyhound racing, there's the biggest card of the year so far at Lifford Greyhound Stadium, with 12 races listed, starting from 7:45. And that, Donal's your Friday evening sport.
Thank you very much indeed, Chris. Today is the first day of this year's Seachtain na Gaeilge, a festival that celebrates the Irish language in the run-up to St. Patrick's Day. It was first held in 1902 and allows everyone to enjoy Irish, whatever their level of fluency. Broadcaster Sinead Ní Chulainn says between podcasts, TV and social media, there is a lot of Irish out there to enjoy, not least because of the antics of a rap group from Belfast.
Listening to contemporary Irish language artists, Kneecap are doing amazing things at the moment. You don't know how much you're going to pick up from listening to one of their tracks from their EPs, and they have a new movie out as well. So there are many ways.
Agus an ish an ocht, a leif, ag colum ferretar.
Seamur mahas a colum ferretar an seol an a príf scéaltí. Ta mehal ibra uair bonnihe i baras tig i dór, con plán ferbertha a olvu agus a ganivu. Ta udaris na gailtugta ag taku le chosti a ferbertha a chula a comai le ranfartíhe ele, agus an córiort magdara hosti a ta fostíhe con an plán a falsu agus a eisgu. Ta harag súl gomai encard ag an fobul a chul. A creel lar and flan oor, tore her jash defa of a parches of froses colyahan, lelin mi marta gozebrin, August frastel a crinyha publi at ala chonalu, lelinanyari. Tell you olish egg plan ghidor eg gmail.com. Ta emakti shakta nigeliga lin relechikanen, August colyah honda hun and all, fogurha arishtim liana, le simsiot gulor clar nefela. A mask book of honchi na fela na reese safark my jina mora ig lahanye and lee and shaha lecha kenan. Club lord jamarch shahogi na darin a la jeg la pronchis mako warj ig play la hurskil sega flyhis egg and ears malan and lecha kenan. Cardlan jarha or korhiot ya hyanga la hai and locked gno and lecha kenan. Be pod krelu ur shulta ig dalti na hedgervli on the college to ali and you. Komai lesh a fish loretto a ta le kaluru and you komai. August bay pop up geltukt, August karkal kora, agus a club lord a raktal maris gra, taga holus eg lenra lc bunk ie. August a ta an lenra eg arku, offiga ferber hu ur, August tana sunri elig erfoil eg an sieve kerna lenra lc bunk ie. Agus a ta ashtori bresha ag tastal on colort na man febin, beshid ag genu tafaj ingi dor sa dringlan I grali ir an artu la agus ta gach olas air an siv de chudj febin bongai I. Agus lanan lerihe dan skariart djirmada agus granya ellen an gna, gamaracht nua skrifa ag an udar ildana on megila vrija a leru Eg ashtri gidor, saniha north, agus amara komai. Shimba hodge eligalier slanagus ban.
Gramagus column, agusanish, and I'm sure. Mostly dry with long clear spells developing this evening. Fresh to strong and gusty northerly winds. Mainly dry tonight, but scattered showers will spread down from the north overnight. Some of those showers heavy with a chance of hail and sleet. Cold with lows of -1 to 3 degrees Celsius. Frost and icy patches may form toward dawn. That'll lead to some hazardous travelling conditions. Northerly winds mostly moderate to fresh but strong near the coast. Any frost and ice will clear tomorrow morning, but it should remain cold. A mix of sunny spells and scattered showers during the day. Some of those showers heavy with a chance of hail. Some showers possibly falling as sleet or snow too, especially over higher ground. Highs tomorrow 5 to 7 with moderate to fresh northerly winds. Looking at the closing headlines, the Agriculture Minister Charlie McConlogue and his Northern counterpart Andrew Muir met on a farm in Ballindrate this afternoon. They had a meeting and marked the designation of Irish grass-fed beef as a protected geographical indicator. Over 1,100 asylum seekers are now without offers of state accommodation. It's an increase of around 100 people in 1 week. Many are sleeping rough, with some sleeping in tents around the International Protection Office in Dublin. President Michael D. Higgins remains in hospital. He was brought by ambulance and stayed overnight for precautionary tests after feeling unwell. And people are being urged to be vigilant following reports of suspected scammers going door to door in the Twin Towns. A number of people are believed to be offering tarring services, claiming they have leftover materials from a major job on the Lifford Road, and they will charge only labour costs. We're back with news headlines again at 6. Check all of today's news, of course, on our website, highlandradio.com. But from now, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 1st of March. The death has taken place of Joan Ward, Largan Rea, Downings. Her remains will repose at her late residence from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Monday to the Church of St John the Baptist, Carrigart, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The Mass can be viewed live on the Meva Parish Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Tony Gibbons, Cooldaff. Tony's remains are reposing at his home. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Funeral Mass for Tony will take place on Sunday at 12 noon in St Mary's Church, Bochan, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. The funeral mass can be viewed live on cooldaffparish.com. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the renal dialysis unit at Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. And the death has taken place of Huey Doyle, Umracum, Buncrana. Huey's remains are reposing at his sister Grace and Alex Sweeney's residence at Umracum, Buncrana. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 12:30, travelling to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 1 o'clock funeral mass with burial in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. House private, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.